This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review. I'm usually interviewing people in noisy cafes in Edinburgh at other Fringe festivals, but we're in a world of remote Fringes at the moment. It's Saturday, April the 25th, 2020, and I'm talking to Brian Lonsdale of the Coronavirus Theatre Club. This is a new venture, which I believe you started in response to the current lockdown.
Yeah. Indeed, yes, we did.
Let's start by telling me a little bit about it, and then perhaps you can fill me in a bit on your background as well. But start with where you started it.
Well, it all came from a tweet. I tweeted, I think it was, indeed. I tweeted, it looks like streaming monologues from your bedroom is going to be this year's warhorse. That was the tweet. And it started a little conversation on Twitter with me and a couple of friends. And within an hour of saying to each other, we should do this, you know, we should do this. Within an hour, we had set up the Twitter page for the Coronavirus Theatre Club, and I think within 2 or 3 hours, we had like 1,000 followers. And all of a sudden, we were in this position of, we've had this brilliant idea. What are we going to do with it? So we got our heads together, and we decided the way forward was to invite writers to submit monologues to us. We would read them, we would choose which ones we wanted to do, then we would put a shout out to actors and directors. We would pair an actor with a director, and we'd give them a monologue. We'd say, there you go, you've got a week or so to rehearse this, and then you're going to go live on a Sunday evening on your Twitter feed. We will share it onto our Twitter feed, and people will watch. And that's what we've been doing for tomorrow will be our fifth week, so week five now.
So how's the response been?
The response has been and continues to be really, really overwhelmingly positive. It really is inspiring to see the response we've had. People just want to be busy. People get into this business because they love it. They love doing it, and it's great. It's brilliant to get paid, isn't it? We all want to get paid, but at the minute, nobody is getting paid. But in this business, my word, people still, they just want to be involved. So it's been, I'm in a really privileged position to be able to say, okay, I can give you this and people will watch it. You know, we get a lot of views on our videos. Don't get me wrong, we're not breaking the internet, but anything from 1,000 to 6,000 views they'll get. And I think especially for guys coming out of drama school now, we were supposed to be graduating, and it's so discouraging for them to have what's happened. To be able to go, there you go, there's a little platform for you. Crack on, learn that, and let's be honest, it's nice to be busy, it's nice to have a focus. To be able to do that for people, it's been a real pleasure. And as I say, we think we've peaked, we think we're at nearly 4,500 people now. We're not going to get many more, and then as the weeks tick by, as the days tick by, it's more and more every day, and then you get these waves of people just being introduced to us, and you think, wow. The conversation we're having at the minute is, can we do this more than once a week? Because there are just so many people wanting to be involved. I think my family might disown me if I give much more of my time to this. But we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Well, I've managed to watch several, all of which I've thoroughly enjoyed. And I like the way that the writers and we seem to be working it to make it that the screen and doing it from your bedroom is an integral part of it. It isn't just we're looking in on something. We become part of it.
That's something
I liked.
Yeah, we are. We are. Don't get me wrong. We are learning as we go. We are. This is new to me. New to all of us. We're learning every week. Little bits that can help us. Little tweaks that we can make to make this. To make it work better. And one of the things we found in week one, we had these great actors, we had these great pieces, but we hadn't figured out yet that if you just look into the lens, your audience is with you. You're looking at them. We don't want to just look in on something. We want to be, as you say, we want to be involved in it. And I think my note straight away in week two to all the incoming directors was, guys, if you can't just get your actors to perform to the lens, because then it looks like they're looking at us, and we're involved straight away. We're part of it. And that's one of the, like I say, that's one of the baby steps that we figured out along the way. And there are more, we're getting directors coming in as the weeks go on. they get a little bit more adventurous with what they can do, how they can involve the camera, how they can how this medium can help translate the story in the best possible way. Like I say, baby steps. We're still learning. We're 5 weeks in, but it's exciting. Exciting.
That's one of those interesting things there. If I could just flip back a little bit. So what's your own background in your journey to this point? Is television and camera something you're used to, or are you more familiar with being on stage?
I'm predominantly stage, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been trying to knock on the door of the TV and film world like every other actor, but I'm a RADA trained actor. I graduated in 2003, and I've spent most of my working life on a stage. But there's not much more to say than that, really. I found myself, as most of us did when this all kicked off, in this strange old predicament. You know, you go from checking your phone 50 times a day to see if an audition's come in to knowing you needn't bother checking it because there's no auditions coming in.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, we're all in this together. You know, it's a very strange time. And I've been out of work, truth be told, for 2 or 3 months, and that doesn't get any easier. The older you get, you'd think you get used to it, but it's hard. It really is. And I was at quite a low ebb, wondering when the next audition was going to come in. And strangely, knowing that it isn't has freed my mind a little bit. And I'm not looking at my phone wondering about auditions anymore. So I'm thinking, well, what can I do with this? How can I push this forward? How can I involve other people? And it's been an oddly creative time for me. Yeah.
That's fascinating, and because there's such different ways people are reacting. Some are finding it a creative time, and some are finding it much more paralysing in a sense. So that's interesting. And what do you think might be a future for it? Is this a just for a lockdown, or
not at all?
Do you think it could go forward?
I think it's the same whenever we're forced into a situation, something comes out of it. And not just with the Coronavirus Theatre Club, things like this are springing up all over the place. And I think it's just going to be a new way of doing things. And I'm not just talking about performing theatre. I'm talking about business meetings. I'm talking about the way we communicate with each other. I think after all this is dies down, I think we're going to we're in a new world now. Our hand has been forced. We've been forced to make some creative decisions about how we go forward with our lives, with our art, and I think when all of this has died down, we'll still be left with this. And certainly, I would have no desire to stop doing it. I want to keep saying to people, get your submissions in. I want to keep saying, get to actors. If you're free, do you want to do this? And I think, I suspect the response will be just the same as well. We'll see. Time will tell. But that's what I suspect. And that's what I hope.
I'm going to ask you one last question before we round it up. And there will be details of how to listen and access you on the website. You've also started the funding thing of the coffee. The buying us a coffee, which is something that's new to me, but essentially it's a kind of micro fundraising, isn't it? Because it's all little.
It's like tipping. It's like, I think it's like tipping people. If you enjoy what they do, you buy them a coffee.
Right.
You buy them a coffee and you say thank you. I didn't know anything about this. It was Sam, who's another member of the Coronavirus Theatre Club, messaged me the other day to say maybe we should do this. It's not about the money. I don't expect anybody to give us their money for doing this. I love doing this, and we all do, and we'll continue to do it. But yes, it is a way of saying, hey guys, you know, well done, cheers. I'm glad you're doing this. Here's
what
a coffee.
Sort of response have you had?
The coffee thing.
Hmm.
It's been all right. I can't give you a number, but you know, it's not going to pay the rent or anything. But it's nice. It's been
okay. So it's helping a little bit.
Well, do you know what? I'm just going to leave it in the PayPal account and let it build up, and then maybe we'll buy a laptop or something going forward. We'll see.
It could help with equipment.
It could help with the club. Exactly, yes. Yeah. Mm. And also, what I would like to say is that when the shows go out on a Sunday night, if people do want to chip in a little bit for our artists, then you can do that through our coffee fund. There's an option to give us a message when you send money in, and if you just say who you want it to go to, I will make sure that it gets them. I will tell them to tweet to say that they've received it. So that's another little thing we can do for them as well.
That's a really nice thing to do. Thank you. Well, I think it's fascinating, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow evening and listening to some more. So thank you very much for your time. And for anyone listening to this, do go and check it out, because even in the future, even if we're much further on, they'll all still be there to watch. So thank you very much.
Yeah, they're all there to watch. We've also got a YouTube account now where we place all our old videos, because so then you don't have to scroll through loads of my tweeting rubbish. So we've got all of our old videos on there from week 1, 2, 3, and we'll keep putting them on YouTube as we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks.